It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for March 13th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, Israel. The Israel Defense Force revealed that the terror group Hezbollah, backed by Iran, is operating a terror cell in Syria just across the border from Israel and the Golan Heights. This network is called the Golan Project. It was started last summer after the military forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad recaptured the southern part of the country from so-called moderate rebels. According to the Jerusalem Post, the group has been building the terror cell without the knowledge of President Assad. The IDF published this information, which was previously classified, in a video that it released to Facebook. Standing on the Golan overlooking Syrian territory, IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus said the IDF is exposing the terrorist network comprised of Syrians but led by Lebanese and masterminded by Hezbollah. Now, knowing that Iran and Hezbollah wanted to get this a hold on this territory bordering Israel, the IDF had been providing under-the-table assistance to those so-called moderate rebels in Syria. We talked about that before on this program. The problem with moderate Islamist rebels is that once they get what they want, which is taking control of the country from President Assad, they will then turn their guns around on Israel. It's a no-win situation, which is why Israel should hang on to the Golan Heights. Anyway, this revelation came just 2 days after U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina visited with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and toured the Golan Heights. Senator Graham said, "I have a simple message. I will return to the Senate in the United States and work with Senator Ted Cruz to move to recognize the Golan as part of the state of Israel now and forever." Number four, here comes the bomb. That's a meteorological term we'll get to in a moment. A powerful winter storm ramping up across the United States as we record this today. Here in the Ozarks, we're under a wind advisory for about the next 12 hours, expecting gusts up to 45, 50 miles an hour sometime today. The impact area for this storm, which is going to affect millions of Americans in the central U.S., from North Texas through the Dakotas and Minnesota, and those areas are expected to be hit the hardest. It will qualify as a meteorological bomb, which is short for bombogenesis, which is when the central pressure of a storm system drops by 24 millibars in 24 hours. That's going to happen today. In fact, this may be one for the record books. Meteorologists say this could be the storm with the lowest central pressure since 1979 crossing the United States. This will bring heavy rain, thunderstorms, flooding into the central plains on Wednesday, and then tonight into Thursday, snow in the Dakotas and Minnesota. The storm is particularly strong for this time of year. Again, strongest since about 1979. The central pressure in the storm, equivalent to that of a Category 2 hurricane. If you're in the path, be prepared and be careful. Topic number three, babies' rights. Not so much in Illinois. A new bill going through the House of Representatives in Illinois called the Reproductive Health Act, you know, again, read the title, assume it does the opposite, has been assigned to a House committee. This was presented by Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Democrat of Chicago. It's already getting some opposition. About 500 Illinoisans gathered at Effingham, in the event center at Effingham last week, to express their concern over this. If you've ever been east or west across Illinois on I-70, you know, between St. Louis and Indianapolis, it's where you meet I-57 there at Effingham, and you got the great big cross right next to the highway. That's Effingham. Anyway, this bill, as it's presented, proclaims that the state of Illinois, that women in Illinois have a fundamental right to abortion and that the fetus has no independent rights aside from the mother. The bill would also prevent the state from denying, restricting, interfering with, or discriminating against an individual's exercise of the fundamental rights to terminate the lives of their children. Some interpret the statute as allowing abortion right up to the moment of birth because it doesn't contain any language restricting abortion and would actually remove restrictions in current law that prohibit abortion past the point of viability unless it's in the interest of protecting the life of the mother. We'll see where this goes. Now, some good news in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee has become the latest state to move closer to enacting more strict laws restricting abortion. House lawmakers there last Thursday passed a bill that would ban most abortions past the about 6 weeks once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The bill will probably face a lawsuit once it becomes law. but it is just the latest state to move in that direction, as we have here in Missouri. Republicans in Tennessee and across the country continuing to push for tougher laws restricting access to abortion, protecting the lives of the unborn. Similar bills are being considered in Mississippi, Florida, Kentucky, Ohio, and South Carolina. Now, the state of Georgia is going in a completely different direction. A couple of lawmakers there, Democratic lawmakers, planning to file bills that address men's reproductive health. They're doing it to make a point, to highlight what they see is the difference in the way government treats women's reproductive health and men's reproductive health. This move is in response to passage of an anti-abortion bill in the State House that would ban the procedure once a doctor can detect a heartbeat. House Bill 481, which must now go through the state Senate, also includes provisions that would require fetuses at any stage of development to be included in the state's population count and allow parents to claim fetuses on their taxes as dependents. This is the bill presented in response to the Anti-Abortion Act. Nothing wrong with this. Child in the womb is a life. Let's count it and count it on the state's population in the census and claim it as a tax deduction. I'm okay with that. State Representative Darshun Kendrick said she's going to introduce a bill that she calls the Testicular Bill of Rights. She has asked her legislative staff to draft a bill that would require DNA testing once a woman is 6 weeks pregnant and the life then of the unborn child protected under law, and to establish paternity and then require the father to begin paying child support immediately. Again, she's trying to make a point here. Kendrick's proposal would also require men to get permission from their partner before receiving a prescription for erectile dysfunction and a 24-hour waiting period before purchasing pornography or, shall we say, adult toys. Now, you can make a case for those, I suppose. But the problem here is that she's doing this to deflect from the reality of what abortion does, which is it stills a beating heart. This is not about a woman's right to choose. It's about protecting a helpless infant. The ultimate safe space should be a mother's womb. And sadly, in our country and around the world, it is not. Globally, in 2018, the number one cause of death was abortion. Topic number two, speaking of death, talking to the dead has become a new religious movement that is growing around the world. Just as Josh Peck and Stephen Bancars wrote in their book, The Second Coming of the New Age, moving further away from into post-Christian society here in the Western world is not leading to a new age of atheist thought and philosophy. It is leading us back into ancient pagan practices like talking to the dead. The BBC reports the Spiritualists National Union of Great Britain estimates they now have about 11,500 members attending 340 churches around the country. This is a spiritualist church. The whole point is to communicate with the dead through seances, mediums. And they say that their numbers have grown about 22% between the census in 2001 and the census in 2011. Now, the modern spiritualist movement, as practiced by these modern churches, began in 1848 here in the United States with sisters Maggie and Kate Fox, aged 11 and 15, who claimed they could communicate with the ghost of a man who had been murdered in their home years before. Josh Peck and I wrote about this in our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, because we can trace the modern ancient aliens phenomenon directly to the occult and the spiritualist movement of the 19th century. Because all of the communication coming from our space brothers is somehow being channeled. They haven't learned how to use a webcam, apparently, or a radio, or Morse code, flash lasers at us or something. No, it's always by telepathy. So, even though the Fox sisters in their later years admitted that the whole thing was a hoax, that they were making noises by themselves, just rapping underneath the table, they admitted it was a hoax. But the people who wanted to believe didn't believe them when they admitted they had made the whole thing up. This is not a new thing. The Fox sisters did not invent this in 1848. About 3,000 years ago, King Saul of Israel went to the medium of Endor. This was a long and time-honored practice. The pagan nations around ancient Israel would summon their dead ancestors to a ritual meal on the 30th of every month, the night of no moon. And the dead kings of old, the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown, if you catch my drift, were likewise summoned to ritual meals by the pagan neighbors of ancient Israel to the sanctuary of El, which was on Mount Hermon. Again, you get my drift. Don't have time to go into it longer here. The point being, what these spiritualists, modern-day spiritualists are talking to are the same spirits that the ancient pagans around ancient Israel, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and so on, were summoning through their rituals, the spirits of the Rephaim, the spirits of the Nephilim destroyed in the flood, demons. Demons. That's why we do what we do here at Skywatch TV. The spirits of the giants are still afflicting the world today. Coming up, laboratory meat. That's next on 5 and 10.
Does God use catastrophe to mobilize his people for his glory? Is there finally definitive evidence of the actual location of Mount Sinai, the very place where God's presence was revealed in a blazing fire? New York Times bestselling author, filmmaker, and teacher Joel Richardson is back with two brand new works that take these subjects head on. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Joel Richardson two-book special offer. This special offer includes The Mystery of Catastrophe, where you'll learn to view catastrophes in an entirely new light. You'll see firsthand how God uses natural and man-made disasters to specifically position people to hear the gospel of the one and only true God and receive salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. This must-read book will walk you step-by-step down the eschatological road of biblical prophecies to offer meaning and hope to individuals that are suffering. In this timely two-book special offer, you'll also receive Mount Sinai in Arabia, The True Location Revealed. Complete with more than 50 full-color photographs and maps, this beautiful work takes a look at the biblical evidence for Mount Sinai being in the land of Midian, Mount Sinai in ancient Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions, the evidence that Paul journeyed to Mount Sinai, the discovery of Moses' altar, the golden calf, and so much more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $40. Yours now for your donation of only $25 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to get both of these incredible new books at one super low price. Order the Joel Richardson special offer online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 844-750-4985.
And topic number one today, CRISPR chicken. No, not crispy, not crispy-er chicken, CRISPR, as in CRISPR-Cas9, genetic editing. New startup companies in Silicon Valley that are backed by famous billionaires like Bill Gates and Richard Branson are experimenting with using the gene editing technology CRISPR to make lab-grown chicken, beef, and pork. Lab-grown meat, which is being called by some cultured or clean meat, is meat that is grown in a laboratory setting from cultured cells. So far, they've only been able to make prototypes. The idea, they say, is to move away from environmentally damaging meat harvesting operations, what we would call, you know, cattle ranches or chicken farms or, you know, hog farms, and just grow them in a laboratory where it's clean. Now they're looking at combining gene editing in order to make this process more productive? Don't know. A startup company last fall called New Age Meats made headlines when it let journalists taste the first cultured pork sausage made in a laboratory. The problem here is that CRISPR technology, the process, is not as precise at editing DNA as geneticists would like you and me to think it is. There have been a couple of studies recently, controversial, because some claim that the controls weren't properly in place and they didn't consider this, that, or the other. But a couple of studies published over the last 2 years have shown that the CRISPR technique introduces unintended mutations elsewhere in the DNA strand, which can lead to unintended, unexpected, unpredictable changes in the cells as they grow. So, I, for one, am not lining up to eat anything grown in a laboratory. Frankly, I think the FDA should prevent them from calling it meat, because whatever clean meat is, it isn't meat. Skywatch TV, looking to expand our ministry as we talk about topics that you just won't see on the cable news programs at night. We need your help to do it. We've got a building, and we want to put a studio inside, but we will not go into debt to do it. To find out how you can partner with us as we grow, log on to skywatchtv.com or defenderconference.com, our sold-out conference in August featuring Tom Horn, Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallops, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, me, Sharon K. Gilbert, Josh Peck, Joe Horn, Donna Howell from Skywatch TV. You can still stream it. Now, we're not going to open up registration for streaming video until early May, but you can get in at the front of the line by helping us build our new studio. For more information, log on to defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. We'll be in Dallas in just a couple of weeks. The Hear the Watchman Conference coming to the Dallas Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. Wonderful hotel, very close to the airport there in Dallas. And we'll be there with some great speakers like L.A. Marzulli, Carl Gallops, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot coming in from Tel Aviv, Coach Dave Daubenmeyer, Stephen Bankars, who I mentioned earlier. He will be there, Gary Wayne, Irvin Baxter, and more. Don't miss this conference. If you can be there, there's still a few place spots left. The hotel itself is booked, but there are other hotels in the area. Log on to hearthewatchman.com. Use the promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, to save $20 off the tickets. Or, if you want, just bring the conference to you through streaming video. It'll come to you in HD video, and the promo code Gilbert20 gets you 20% off the streaming video. Again, register online at hearthewatchman.com. That's hearthewatchman.com. We're broadcasting on new networks. We come to the Word Network this week. This is DirecTV Channel 373. It's also on cable networks all over the country. Too many for us to list here, but we will be broadcasting nationwide on the Word Network starting tomorrow, Thursday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. East Coast Time. We're also joining the Total Living Network tonight. That's Wednesday, 11:30 p.m. Central Time. We'll also be on Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Total Living Network is in the greater Chicagoland area. If you're from Chicago, you've heard that phrase, Chicagoland. We know what it means. Greater Chicagoland and Central Illinois, Xfinity Channel 138, also in the San Francisco area. For complete schedule listings, log on to skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says Watch Skywatch TV. Of course, we can broadcast anytime, day or night. Just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, or download our free mobile app that bypasses all the gatekeepers, comes right to your smartphone or tablet. We've got links to all of those app stores at skywatchtv.com. My website features a link to the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, which streams live to the internet, by the way. Every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, I'm there talking to you from the heart of the Ozarks. This week, the interview with Ali Siadatan, the filmmaker, producer of a groundbreaking documentary called UFOs, Gods, and Angels. And you'll find that interview at my website, DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.